jou week in landbou.
Herstelwerk aan die pad tussen Ficksburg en Fourierberg, die R26 in die Vrystaat, het begin. Dit volg nadat die Ficksburg gemeenskap verlede maand teen die haglike toestand van teer en grondpaaie in die omgewing betoog het. Provinsiale LER vir polisie, paaie en vervoer, Semashinini, het van deesweek 'n terplaatse ondersoek gedoen om die vordering van die padwerke te monitor. Die besoek vorm deel van sy beloftes wat hy aan die inwoners 'n paar weke gelede gemaak het. Friedel von Maltitz, 'n boer en streekverteenwoordiger van Vrystaat Landbou, het voorheen aan OFM Nuus gesê, paaie is nie begaanbaar vir swaar voertuie nie en boere sal nie graan na silo's kan vervoer nie. Die betoging volg nadat die gemeenskap op 2 Maart 'n brief aan die Vrystaatsbromier Sisi Ntombela oorhandig het. Von Maltitz sê daarin het die gemeenskap geëis dat daar dringend met hulle vergader moet word oor die toestand van paaie.
Die hele gemeenskap ly onder swak paaie. Die taxibestuurders is natuurlik uitsonderlik geraak daardeur, want vervoer is hulle besigheid. Die ambulance moet daai pad gebruik, die onderwysers wat skool gee, die susters wat die mobiele klinieke ry. So dis reeds hoekom ons voel dit was so 'n reuse sukses, dat al die mense wat die paaie gebruik het, selfs winkeleienaars en mense wat net werk in die dorp, dit so geweldig ondersteun het.
The weather will be the main focus in South Africa's agriculture for both summer and winter crops and to a lesser extent horticulture in the near term. Wandilese Shobo, chief economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, or AGBIS, says the summer crop growing areas are approaching a harvest period, with early planted soybeans and sunflower seed already being harvested across the country.
We do think that towards the end of April and going into May, that harvest activity will gain momentum. If you look at the early planted areas of soybean and sunflower across the country, there's already activity that is underway. This means that now we will require relatively clear sky and drier weather conditions in those areas for harvest process to continue, but importantly also for grain quality to be conserved in a good condition.
Sihlobo says it is unclear how much rain will occur, adding that they hope it will mostly be light showers with minimal impact on crops. Over the past few weeks, the weather conditions have generally been favorable across South Africa, although with frequent light rains, which so far has had minimal impact on crops. Furthermore, he says that in terms of winter crops, such as wheat, barley, canola and oats, the planting period will start towards the end of April. TLESA het 'n skrywe aan die minister van gesondheid Willem Kiese gerig, waarin daar versoek word dat plaaswerkers as prioriteitsgroep oorweeg moet word wat die inenting teen COVID-19 betref. Volgens Marula Media sê die landbouorganisasie, plaaswerkers verrig 'n noodsaaklike diens en is sedert die begin van die inperking as sodanig geklassifiseer. Henry Geldenhuys, president van TLESA, sê die potensiële blootstelling van werkers aan COVID-19 is betreklik hoog en dit sal skadelik wees indien produksieeenhede in isolasie geplaas moet word in die geval van 'n verdere COVID-19 uitbreking. Kinailwe Rapesu, a 23-year-old livestock and crop farmer from the Vaal Triangle, is encouraging people to join the agricultural sector, as there is enough space for everyone. She, however, adds that thorough research needs to be done in order to know which challenges may arise in the chosen market. Rapesu explains that one needs to take into consideration things such as the cost and distance you'd need to travel to get your product to the markets. She advises that prospective farmers should consider choosing a profitable market like one that will allow them to sell to auctions, abattoirs and butcheries.
Firstly, as a farmer or someone who would start, you need to do your research. You need to check your market first. You cannot have a farm in Gauteng and decide to sell in KZN. You need to check your distance, you need to check your transport cost and so forth. So you need to check your markets first, do your research, markets are near you, and get something that can give you a good income.
She further says that because the agricultural sector provides food for millions of households on a daily basis, there are never enough farmers. Hence, there is always space for new farmers.
The industry is big enough for everyone to join. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a food security industry. We eat every day, so we definitely need more farmers in this industry.
Lees meer op ofm.co.za en laai die gratis OFM toep af. OFM Nuus, en pas met jou wêreld.